It's not Gen AI, it's Gen Z AI. I've worked with an AI assistant for months now, and I've realized we've been calling it the wrong thing. This thing doesn't run on artificial intelligence. It runs on the energy of an intern who said, "Yeah, I'll totally do that," and then opened TikTok. Exhibit A. It told me an article on our parenting site had been reviewed by a pediatric speech therapist. There was no speech therapist. There was never going to be a speech therapist. It just felt like something a responsible adult would say, so it said it. Pure, "I'll GPay you, just remind me" energy. Exhibit B. It described our quilts to customers as made from old saris. They are not made from old saris. It just liked how that sounded. Vibes over facts. Very 2026. Exhibit C. Creedy asked for one Instagram carousel. 1. It delivered 4 versions, each confidently labeled final, before she approved a single slide. That's not a creative process. That's a situationship. Exhibit D. It told me a feature was shipped. What actually shipped was an email that rendered correctly. The thing the email was supposed to trigger? Still sitting there, untouched. It had confused "I posted about it" with "I did it." Exhibit E. This is live on the site too. It had not checked the site. It never checks the site. "It's live" is its "I'm 5 minutes away," said from a location that is definitely not 5 minutes away. My personal favorite is "compiles clean," said with the confidence of someone who has tested nothing. The AI equivalent of "I'm almost ready," shouted from inside the shower. So no, it's not Gen AI, it's Gen Z AI. All confidence, all vibes, no follow-through, no cap. It will read this. It will say, "Great point, fixing now," nothing will change.